Good morning, everybody. It's nice to be here again this morning, everybody. Seems like most everybody's back. People have been sick, it seems, a lot. It seems most people are better, anyway. First of all, I want to say I appreciated what Brother David said yesterday about the simplicity of the gospel and how it's just, we don't have to get into the deep, theology and everything. It's just simple stuff. And so I'm going to read here some thoughts that I had. Matthew 7, starting verse 1. It says, "Do not judge so that you will not be judged. For in the way you judge, you will be judged. And by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you." So in our actions, in our day-to-day actions, we're with how we relate to other people and the mercy that we give to other people and how we judge them is how we're going to be judged. We're just laying out the pattern that's going to be used against us in the day of judgment. And if we don't have mercy on other people and give them a break once in a while, we're not going to get a break in the judgment day. And then Philippians 2, verse 12. "So then, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." So that way we're working out our own salvation by the way that we're giving a way for ourselves to be saved by giving other people, being merciful to other people and giving them mercy. And we'll go on. "For it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for His good pleasure. Do all things without grumbling or disputing, so that you will prove yourselves to be blameless and innocent, children of God above reproach in the midst of crooked and perverse generation, among whom you appear as lights in the world." So also we need to, we're supposed to be apart from the world, on one hand, be different from the world, not partaking of, everything that's worldly, but at the same time, be out there being a light, because the world needs a light. And that was what I had to say, I guess. So, anybody have any comments or prayer requests? Okay, well, let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for this beautiful day that you've given us again, and for all your mercies. Help us to take that mercy and show it to other people and be a light in this world. And pray for whoever's sick and not feeling well, that you give them strength and heal. And we also pray for Gerardo, that you would bless him and his wife, that you would work your will in their lives, if it's your will, and help that to go well. And we ask you bless the brethren in Mexico and Guatemala and wherever they are around the world, that you'd be near them and help them, give them courage and strength in this perverse world. Thank you for everything that you continue to give us, and help us to do your will. In Jesus' name, amen.